Homily for Monday, the 23rd of January. I have been asked by many people to give again this morning the homily I gave on Sunday morning at the 9 o'clock liturgy. And so this is that homily on the Gospel of Matthew that we read yesterday. We will be reading the Gospel of Matthew at our Sunday liturgies for the whole coming year. Matthew presents Jesus as a prophet, our prophet. But what is a prophet? We might be inclined to say a prophet predicts the future. To prophesy is to foretell what's going to happen. But that is not the biblical understanding of prophet and prophecy. In that understanding, a prophet stands before people and points to the presence of God among them. The prophet announces God's powerfully acting presence in our world, and then urges us to join in with that working presence. The prophet is an iconoclast, constantly, annoyingly, calling into question what has become popularly certain and religiously respected. He typically challenges the religious establishment, whereas priests might be urging people to more devotion and religious ceremonies, the prophet announces God's work goes beyond our safe sanctuaries and into the streets. Streets are holy ground too. And God's glory and grandeur are to be found in some unlikely people and places. What we think godless, the prophet will often call God-filled. Even our tragedies, our suffering, and dying. So, the prophet does not live a peaceful life. He's controversial. He unsettles us. Jesus is our prophet. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus points to God's presence in what he calls the kingdom of God. The kingdom is where we can see God's way actually holding sway among us. That's where we should be, where thy kingdom is coming and coming down to earth. Today we heard Jesus saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." That word repent needs explanation. The Greek word Matthew uses here is metanoia. It means a profound, thoroughgoing change of mind and heart. Jesus is saying to us, change your whole way of thinking. Change your take on things. Radically reimagine what it means for God to be actually present, actually achieving his purposes, so that you can recognize and rejoice in his presence. Don't be captive to the religiously respectable. God isn't. Don't reduce God's flashing presence to mere ceremony, to accepted morality, to your own spiritual comfort. Don't dare to remake God's presence to reflect your own fears. And then Jesus says to each one of us, join in. Join in with God's working, God's flashing presence. Follow me. Come after me. Change and come to my life and to my love. In today's gospel, Jesus says to us, follow me, come after me. The rest of Matthew's gospel will be about what it means to follow Jesus into the kingdom of God. As we make our way, expect the unexpected. Expect the unsettling and unvarnished, like love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, so that you may truly be children of your Father in heaven. So if you notice yourself becoming unsettled, rejoice. It means that you are becoming a real disciple of Jesus. It means that you are really beginning to hear Jesus. Rejoice again, because you are now beginning to actually follow Jesus. The kingdom of God is becoming present in you and is becoming present through you to the world.